Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Future. We have a fabulous guest, Chance Calloway, who's brought us two special projects, which we're going to get into. Our first one today. Oh, welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Our first one is Ram Like a Verb, which I do want to get into because the title is kind of provocative at times. But if you've not seen the short, you really don't understand it. So let's start there. I really think I was watching this project and I was thinking, what came first, the idea or the actor? Because you really need a certain kind of actor to portray that scene.
Yes. Honestly, with Ram, I did come up with the character first, but I knew the
Really?
actor very well.
Aha, okay.
As soon as I came up with the character, I thought, the actor's name was Charlotte Day. I thought, oh, I bet you Charlotte would be amazing. And then Charlotte was actually, he took the character to places that I didn't even anticipate, which I
Oh,
loved.
okay.
So I think the character that's on screen is so much better because Charlotte played him. The character came first, but the actor came very quickly after.
So where did the character come from? Is this from your own personal experiences or somebody you know's experiences? Because it seemed very personal at times. Just near the end more when he's discussing roles and what he gets to play. I mean, also, I'm one of the people, you live in LA, so that kind of gave me that idea to ask that question.
Oh, for sure. I feel like it's a combination of things. So it's not a direct line to like my life because I'm not an actor.
Oh,
I'm also
okay.
not. Oh yeah, no, I'm not an I should say an active actor. I used to act, but we're talking like, early 20s. So like that's not never been a priority of mine here in LA specifically. But when I was writing this script, it was kind of an amalgamation of the conversations I've had with any actor. It doesn't even matter the actor's background. Everyone kind of thinks that they're getting pigeonholed into certain types of roles because of the way they look or the way they act or something like that. No matter what it is that they look like. And just going through the lens of this character, I thought it would be kind of interesting because, Charlotte is a massive dude.
Yeah.
And then Ram is a very effeminate character. And I really like that juxtaposition. And also, it speaks to the layers of representation for Asian men and all of that. So I just thought that would be kind of a fun thing to embody with this one character.
I kind of like, I think I'm going to jump to the end of the short. You kind of, he talks about the way he acts, the character, and what happens if he does something. And that made me laugh. Because when you first see this person, I work out. I mean, I look at his body and I'm like, wow, this guy goes to the gym. He eats perfectly well. He's shredded nicely. And the way he presents himself is totally different than the way he does during the beginning of the short. Was that your plan for the end to have me, I guess, make him more human to me by the end? Not that he's not human at the beginning, but by the end, he humanizes himself so perfectly with one little sentence.
Yes, I felt like Ram is such a big character. He's such a fun character that I didn't want it to get lost in, I think, like the comedy and his quips and things like that. So it was my intention to kind of like make him more relatable by the end of the short. So you weren't just walking out entertained. You walked out thinking, huh, maybe looking at something with a different perspective. Because yes, because Charlotte, he's primarily a stunt actor. So yeah, he's like a gigantic
Oh, he
man.
looks huge. I'm telling you, people, you've got to watch the short. I'm not even telling you, we haven't got into the short. We're just talking about the main actor. This guy is beefy. And just not beefy in the sense that he's big. He's just muscle big, presence big. Like, I see him walking down the street, I'm like, whoa.
Right. And I love it because Charlotte in reality is such a sweetheart, is such a tender person. And it's just really funny because whenever I watch Charlotte in other movies, he's always the heavy. He's always showing up in
Aha.
fight secrets. And it's great because he's believable, but I'm always just watching him like, oh, Charlotte is so nice. I can't imagine him actually just like, beating somebody up in the bathroom like that.
I
Just kind
do.
of that was a fun parallel with the character because I did want to be out I did want to call out the fact that Ram and Charlotte look a certain way,
I
but you
do.
can't really just go off of the way they look.
So let's get into the project. Obviously, I did like, I'm going to give people credit. In the credits, you showed me the live action scenes, which
Yes.
I needed that because I was pretty sure watching it was a painted animated thing, but I wasn't positive. Like just by their motions, I'm like, okay, they look really human to me, but
Yes.
you're playing with so much at this. See, so
Yes.
let's start. How was the project done? Obviously, I presume you shot the live action first. And then you painted them digitally afterwards, or you could help me out.
Yes. So it was rotoscoped with they call it example-based synthesis technology.
Thank you.
So essentially, I would take a frame, and then I would animate that one frame, and then I would use that frame of animation, and then go back to all the frames in sequence in both directions until it started looking sloppy, and then I would find another frame called a keyframe, and then do the same thing. Which was a lot, as you can imagine, because it was several frames. I mean, it's like literally like hundreds of thousands of frames of footage that we had, to the point that actually I had animated a lot more than actually ended up in the short. It was originally a three-act structure, and so there's that one flashback, there's a second flashback, and originally there was a third flashback. The third flashback, I just could not get the rotoscoped animation to look nice. There was just a lot of the head would start to blend into the wall. He was wearing a really vibrant patterned jacket that I don't think I would have had him wear if I had known I'd be rotoscoping it. But yeah, originally we shot most of the footage for a different project that got put on ice because of the pandemic. And then I just had all this footage sitting on my hard drive. And you know, at first, so many of us thought, oh, we'll just be locked up for like 6 weeks and then we'll be back at it. And then after about a year, I thought, let me do something with this footage. And so that's when we started rotoscoping. Yeah.
Okay, I want to go back. How long does it take you to do one scene or like one frame of animation? Because I mean, I do want to get into a couple things you're playing with, which you're not touching on, but we'll get there. You know where I'm going next.
Yeah. So the process of like just taking like one frame and animating it is relatively quickly. I'd say probably takes like 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I got to stop you right there. You have a multitude of colors. I don't want people to think you're just doing a red or a green. You are popping the screen with colors. That does not
Yeah.
take 5 minutes.
Okay, no, that's valid. Okay, so that part was probably surprisingly the easiest part because I basically set up the color scheme and the type of animation I wanted that single frame to look like. And so that was already a preset that whenever I was
Okay.
pulling a keyframe, I could just go back to that preset. It was
That's what I
just a
was looking
matter,
for.
yes, yeah. It was just a matter of like the computer being like, okay, this is the photo you want to do. Okay, give me some time to turn it into a pretty painting for you. That part was easy. Then I used this what's it called? EB Synth is the name of the technology that I use, and I would then plug the keyframe into EB Synth, and I would link it to my folder that had all the other frames, and then it would start to animate all the other frames based on the one input that I gave it.
Okay, I want people to notice when they're watching the short the changing of the mic. You play with that mic color every frame. And don't say you didn't, because I had to go back and watch it twice just to watch the mic change colors. Now, that was so subtle, it threw me off, and I had to go back. Now, was that done on purpose, or did the program do that?
That was a wonderful benefit of the program. I wish I could lie and say there was some purpose, but it wasn't. It
Okay, because
wasn't.
I'm asking, because I'm like, I don't know how many people notice that mic changing constantly.
Yeah. It was one of those cool little benefits. I mean, a lot of times when you're working on a project, it's like the dual thing of like you have the idea and then sometimes the
Right.
idea has ideas. And
Yes, yes.
so yeah, in this case it worked. I love that it made it well, it draws your eye to it and then it makes you kind of start to think about what is it about what he's saying, and it brings up a lot of thoughts, but it was completely unintentional, honestly.
Okay, this may be just a question out in the dark, but I'm gonna go for it. The design and shape of the person, does that affect the way you animate him? If he
Yes.
was a shorter person, because I mean you do have a smaller person in one of the scenes, and I find the animation slightly different on him as opposed to Ram.
Yes. It's not just necessarily like their size. It's a lot of things that I took into consideration. For example, Ram does wear like a lot of patterned clothes. He's also, nude at one point, but he wears a lot of like patterned clothes. And so I had to be mindful of for a while I thought maybe doing like black and white animation, almost like to simplify it.
Oh.
But then I thought, well, Ram is not a black and white personality. He's very much a vibrant personality. I probably might have simplified like the amount of colors. Like I may have scaled down the amount of colors depending on how much was going on. Like for example, in that third act that I ended up cutting, I think if I had tried to animate that first, I probably would have changed the animation to make that look better, and it would have affected everything else. But the fact was, the majority of the film was already animated by the time I got to that sequence, and because that sequence didn't match, I cut that because I wasn't about to go back and redo everything.
Now, you do have a funny line in the bedroom scene. You know what line I'm referring to. It involves a box of something. That made me laugh pretty hard. Now, again, I'm going to go back. Is this a personal experience thing or is this something you just found funny? Like, it sounded like a
It's just something I
story.
found funny.
Oh, okay. I figured it could have been a story somebody told you. 'Cause I'm like, this could be a personal story. It made me laugh really hard.
Yeah. No, I have had some pretty hilarious experiences that do end up in my writing.
Right.
This was just me thinking about those characters and how they would interact with each other and just trying to be funny. That's all that was.
Okay. Now I want to discuss Boba Fett and the Wall.
Okay, yes.
Like you just have random Boba Fett up there just because you like Boba Fett?
Well, it's Boba Fett drinking boba tea specifically.
Oh, okay. It was hard with the animation to figure out exactly what they were doing. And I do have a couple more questions involving that too.
That was related to that's kind of a holdover from the project that Ram came out of, because there was a lot of like nerd culture and Asian culture that we were exploring in that project.
Okay, that refers me to the anime poster on the other wall, which I
Yes.
could, I don't, I apologize, anime is not really my good field, so
Oh,
what did
yeah.
I miss?
No, that okay, so that again, so that's a poster that belongs to the character. And that poster actually came with the location and we just didn't take it down.
Oh,
I don't know what the
okay.
poster was. My actors knew. I'd never retain that kind of information. I only have so much space when I'm on set, so yeah.
And then there's also a record down on the left side.
Oh,
There's,
yeah, there is. Yeah.
and I couldn't figure out, again, I didn't recognize it.
Wait, no, this is funny because I should have gone back and rewatched it before this interview, because now I'm like, okay, I remember the record, but I don't remember who it was either. Again, it was the idea that we wanted the place to look lived in.
No, it did. I had no issues with that. I
That
had
is
no
happening.
issues with what was going on. I'm just more interested in the other things. I'm like, what is in there? Why is that there?
I don't remember what the record was. I guarantee you I'm gonna get off here. I'll text either
Who?
my producer or my actors, and they're like, oh yeah, it was this and this is why, and I'll be like, oh, that's right. Right now I don't
Okay.
remember at all
Now, how is doing, I mean, is nudity a normal thing for you in your shorts, or is that just something you're comfortable with doing in film?
it. Well, those are two different questions, and I'll answer them both by saying nudity is something normal in my projects, and it's something I'm not comfortable with.
Okay,
And
that's fair.
it's such a it's a funny dynamic to hit, only because a lot of times the story calls for it. Now, I'll talk with the actors, and on this particular project, we didn't have an intimacy coordinator, but on
I
one of the
presumed
projects
you
I'm working on now,
didn't,
we do have
being
one.
the nothing personal. The budget of your short probably can't afford it to be coordinated. I'm sorry, you
That
just
one
can't.
we definitely couldn't afford it. We couldn't afford it. And thankfully, I had a working and professional and personal relationship with both of the actors in that
Okay,
scene.
good.
And so they were very trusting of me, which I appreciated, and I wanted to do everything I could to honor that. And the funny thing is, again, about if I'm comfortable with it, I think I was the least comfortable on set because I wanted to make sure everyone else was comfortable, because you're not just dealing with the actors, you've got your cinematographer, you've got your sound, and maybe a producer as well. But I I was sweating, I was stressed like the entire time. So
I gotta ask that you have all these people.
I
How
have a
big is
cat.
this bedroom? And he has a
Oh, okay,
cat.
the bedroom was very large, thankfully.
Okay. I was just worried.
Some of the reasons we chose it. It had a huge bedroom. It also had a huge bathroom. So like our makeup person was like hiding in the bathroom, and whenever we'd cut, Charlotte would run in there to get touched up. Thankfully, the bedroom was rather large. Yeah.
Where did you get the location from?
So actually, that location, thankfully, was an Airbnb that my producer found and had access to, and so we were able to film there, which was great.
Excellent. You do have a little bit of music here. I wouldn't say it's there, but it is there. Does that make sense? You kind of got to listen for
Yes,
the
for sure.
music. I mean, because so let's discuss the music.
Sure. Yeah. We have some great artists, like Cool Company and Sam Minnelli, who had licensed us some music for the original project before COVID. And because of how the footage was on my hard drive, some of the footage was already married to music. Like I had the edited output, but I didn't have like the source files. Again, that's just because we were dealing with COVID and the hard
Yep.
drives were in different
Yep.
places and everyone had different access. Apologies, my cat loves it when I'm on a video call, and she's
That's
just really
great. It's all
right
good, Kat. Welcome to my show. You're the first cat on the show, so
now.
you're welcome.
Yeah, I have to keep her off the keyboard because she'll just like mute me or something.
It's all
But
good. All good.
yes, we have some music, including the final song, which is a song that I co-wrote that Sam covered for us. But yeah, I think it's like in the boba shop scene. It's like, okay, cool. We can have like music in the background that's probably playing on the
Right.
speakers. But it also kind of worked as a transition to kind of, back in the 90s when you'd have a flashback scene and the screen would go wavy. It was kind of like that. And
Oh
this
my
one
God.
with the flashbacks, we kind of like use the music to take you there.
Okay. Speaking of music, you also sent me a musical short, which is you're the first time ever to send me an animated short and a
Yes,
musical short.
yes.
So let's go. That's just the music. Let's head into I Knew Him Too Well.
I know him so well, yes.
Oh, I know him so well. I apologize so well.
That's all
See,
right.
me watching things. Now, who I didn't write down the band, so who's the band?
So that's actually me singing with my friend AJ
Oh,
Raphael.
okay,
Yeah.
great. Okay, so you're singing this. So
I
there's an
sing, yeah.
origin to this song then. So let's get it. Where did the song come from?
Yeah, so I know him so well. It's a cover song. It was co-written by half of ABBA and Tim Rice. It's a song I've always loved, and I want to do a different spin on it because it's typically sung by two women about a man,
Yeah.
a love triangle kind of thing. And I realized, oh well, if it's two men singing, then automatically lyrically they're singing about each other. So
Right.
I hit up a friend, AJ, who knew the song. Is a wonderful singer. I said, hey, do you want to do this with me? And then I hit up my friend G Bosco, wonderful producer. And as the three of us were talking, we all wanted to do like the Disney like end of
Yes,
credits,
I
Hugo
definitely
Bryson
got
kind of thing.
that.
Yeah.
We can feel that.
Good. That makes me happy. And so I had come up with a couple of ideas of how we could do the music video. And then I thought, again, COVID was still all in the air, and I didn't like the idea of being on set and all that kind of stuff with a lot of people. And I thought, oh, let's just go ahead and do like the Disney animation of it all. And similarly to Ram, it was kind of like something I had never done before. I'm like, I guess I can figure it out. But in this case, I outsourced it. I found these amazing animators in the UK called Studio Goblin, and I worked with them, and they actually did the animation for me for this project.
Okay, I want to go into a few things. So, how
Yeah.
did you record it? Is it just because it's COVID? So did you record it on like a mic?
Yeah, well, so G Bosco, our producer Gabe, he sent us the music. And this was probably like 2 years into COVID. So it was like you were okay to be like around people, so to
Oh,
speak.
okay, so.
But the studio that we were gonna go at, the guy who owned the studio, he got COVID. Then AJ got COVID.
Oh,
Then I think
God.
the guy who had the studio got COVID again. And so AJ was like, yo, I have the whole mic set up myself. So AJ actually came to me, recorded me in my living room, It doesn't sound like that at all. I was super impressed. And then he went back to his home studio and recorded his half. And that's how we got that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does not sound like a home studio, like sitting in your living room. Definitely not.
Yeah, I looked at him upside the head like he was crazy when he's like, I'll just come and I'll just record you at your place. So just kind of like, what are you talking about? But then when I heard it, I thought, okay, he knew what he was doing.
Okay. Do you remember the book, this one? I'm gonna bring up the book. I wrote it down to help you out.
Yes,
Time
okay, this I
Traveler's
remember.
Fish Wife. Is
Yes.
it a joke on the Time Traveler's Wife, I presume?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. We came up with this whole idea of them have I love world building. There's always so much more that I've created that doesn't end up on the page. But we like this idea that they bonded over their love of a same like book series. And so we knew that we wanted to do the merman motif, so we knew there was going to be something like merman related. And so every time there's a book, I think you only maybe see like two different book covers, but it's like a pun on an existing novel.
Okay,
Yeah.
I went way deeper than you did in this music video. I
Okay.
thought the man that has the book in his bag that walks into the
Yes.
other guy was really a time traveler, and he found this guy somehow and came to meet him. So it was
I
like
love
his
that.
lost love. You know what I mean? He's like, "Oh, that guy's hot. I need to go
Oh,
meet him." And that's what
wow.
went through my mind because I just watched Ram like. A bridge. So I'm
Right.
like, okay, maybe
Yeah.
that's his theme, which is fine. I don't care what your theme is. So I was thinking it was some theme like that was the whole video. Because you had the merman, there are no
Right.
women in this, it's all mermen. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. It's a lost love. Maybe he can't be gay on his planet or wherever he's from. So here he can be gay. So he went to be gay here. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. And this is what blew my
Oh,
mind during the video. And I'm like,
I'm
hey. And then they become friends. I'm like, this is all working in my head perfectly. Because the mermen are all happy playing with tridents. I'm like, maybe it's a. And then I try to figure out how the tridents and the three worked in. I'm like, are they going to have a threesome? Because it's trying three, right? The three mermen. I'm like, oh, there might be another guy showing up, which again is fine with me. But I was trying to figure out where you were going. I know
That's
I've read too
amazing.
much into this music, but
No,
that's
I love
totally
that.
where I went in my head.
I love that. Okay. No, okay. What I really love about that is like, that is the type of story I would write. And as soon as you say it, I'm just kind of thinking, if I had spent more time developing it, I probably would have come up with that.
Well, that's what went through my head when I read Time Traveler Fish. I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
merman, maybe there's a they can't be gay down there. I don't know, nor do I care.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's go with this. I'm in. Give
No,
me
I love
something.
that. I love it because that's more of a fairy tale than
Yes.
even like I was going for. The original concept was simply like the fairy tale of high school love, right? Whenever you
Right, I
see
got that.
a depiction of that, right? And it was because we were animating it, I felt like I'm wasting the animation if we're just gonna tell a story that we could have filmed with live action people. So then I thought, oh, let's have a Greek chorus of mermen. And that's literally where the merman came from. So it's like the story had already existed, and then I added the merman. But I feel like if I had gone the opposite direction, I
Okay.
love your idea actually. It
No,
kind
you
of
can.
bums
It's
me out
all
that that's
yours.
not what
I'm
it
just saying. I'm just chilling out watching this because you got to remember, I came off Ram Like a Verb, and
Right,
I went
right.
right into this. So I have a gay theme here, which is fine. Don't care. And then you
Yeah.
continue the gay theme. So I'm like, that's
Yeah.
great. Let's
Yeah.
go with this. Let's see where he's going again.
Yeah. I love the idea that he was like came up from like the depths of the ocean to like
Well,
meet this guy or
that's what I
travel
was
through
thinking. I'm
time.
like, Little Mermaid. Maybe they're.
Yeah.
You know, something they're not allowed to be, or something. And I mean, I know I'm reading into this, but in my
Yeah.
head, that's what I'm reading.
I love that though. No one has said that to me before, so I love this so
Well,
much.
I'll
That's
take that as a
amazing.
positive.
That's so good. It's so good.
So, in two works of yours, I'm going to laugh so hard. I've had gay themes. Now, is that a continue? Do you have things non-gay themed, or that's just your thing? I want to promote this. This is healthy. Accept it.
Yeah, I do. I mean, my earlier work, I would say, was probably gay subtextually, which was kind of very
Right.
similar to my earlier existence. I
Well,
just
but
feel like,
I accept. I mean,
yeah.
you're an old person like me. You seem a little bit older, and I mean, I would honestly agree with you. It wasn't accepted as much, which is
Exactly.
ridiculous nowadays,
Right.
looking back.
Right.
But ignorance is bliss, sometimes people say. Well, you understand why. And I get it now. Like, get over that crap, people. Move on. If you don't want to listen to this interview because somebody's gay, you're get out of there. I don't want to hear you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
That's
a
my honest opinion.
culture. Yeah, culture is always evolving, right? And but yeah, so like my earlier work, I think it was more, subtle or subtextual. But yeah, it's definitely the theme in a lot of my work. Though I do try to challenge myself to make sure that I'm saying more than just like, oh yay, rainbows and unicorns. It's kind of like, okay, well,
Oh,
there's so much
God.
more to it, right? Like we all have so many things going on with our identities, with our life, with our goals, that aren't just tied to one thing. But it is my intention to continue to present gay culture and queer culture,
Excellent. I think
in
it's great.
spaces that you don't typically see it or don't expect to see it,
I
right?
love it. I love it. I think filmmakers need to promote what they like, and you do a great job of
Absolutely.
that, and I do enjoy that. And people like me need to watch things that I don't experience.
Yes,
And I
yes.
think people need to open their hearts and go, hey, this is a different side of the world. I also
Yeah.
don't live in the 18th century and understand that stuff. So
Right,
watching those
right.
movies too, I'm not Rambo, right? So I gotta enjoy Rambo's experience. Enjoy
Yeah.
people, enjoy film, stop judging it.
Yes, no, for sure, for
If you
sure.
don't
Yeah.
like a film, that's different. But I'm just saying, if you go on about the themes, I have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
Before, sorry, I'm still laughing with my last comment. Your favorite film, please.
Ooh, okay, Moonlight.
Ooh, nice
My favorite
choice.
film.
I could see that. Okay, see, we still have the same wavelength then.
Yeah, we are, we
Moonlight's
are,
a
yeah.
wonderful film.
I love it. I love it so much.
Your favorite animated film?
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. And I want your favorite song, if that's even possible to have one.
I absolutely do have one. I would say it's Flatline by the Sugar Babes.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. I don't know that one. Interesting.
Yeah,
I like it.
they're a British girl group that I think that song to me just utter perfection. I don't
Excellent.
It's produced by an amazing producer. Yeah, it's great. It's a great song. Great song.
Okay. Tell everybody where they can find your work, please.
Oh, sure. Yeah, my website chancecalloway.com is probably the easiest place to find it. If it's not on there, it's linked there. But yeah, my music is on all the streaming services. If you have it, my music is there. Yeah, and then I've got books in bookstores too, because I write under my pen name CSR Calloway. Those are my initials. And so yeah, if you want to read any of my gay stuff, you could do that at Barnes & Noble, Books a Million. It's everywhere.
Excellent. That's
Yeah.
awesome. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you so much.